listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com. Audio files will be available after the show, where you can download and listen anytime on your computer, mobile device, or join us live every week to practice English with real Americans speaking real English. All aboard the English Express.
All aboard
the English Express.
Whoa. Did I just hear another voice?
Oh, hi, everybody.
What the hell are you doing here?
I'm back.
I thought you were on vacation.
And it was a grand vacation.
Spending all your time. How do you spend that much time fishing?
Oh, Cliff, there wasn't that much fishing.
Did you do any hunting?
No, I don't hunt. I don't hunt, actually.
I thought you were a native, man. I thought you were going to bring home like 3 or 4 buffaloes for me.
That's racist.
Did you have a chance
buffaloes
to look?
Buffaloes in the Oregon State Forest.
Hey, you're a native. Natives are from there. You're in your homeland, right. My friend.
I can put my ear to the ground anywhere and they just sprout up.
Did you have a chance to look at our stats?
I looked at my stats on the scale this morning and I was shocked by what I saw.
You gained like 28 pounds?
No, quite the opposite. Because for the first time in like over 10 years, my scale started with a 1 and a 5. And it was only three digits.
Well, I wanted to share this with people because we had in June. June is over.
Is it over already?
It's over. But our podcast had 1,433 downloads in total.
Hoo-wee!
Okay? And I loved looking at these stats because they tell you like a lot of people's activity. So, for example, people from Russia, I can see how much time they spent on the website, you know, how much traffic they used when downloading our shows. And I noticed that they were beat by Japan. We actually had more downloads and more time spent on the website in Japan than we did with those 400 or 500 people in Russia.
I'm gonna have to pick up my Japanese game.
And then I looked at how many, because it tells you how many people. 11.
What?
11 Japanese folks. And I know you're listening because you download everything we have. I am not kidding. We've got 11 Japanese listeners who spend tons of time on our site and download everything we do.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love you guys in Japan. You need to talk to your friends because we need more people like that.
Kuruma akai nushitemasu.
Konnichiwa.
I think I said the red car is moving. I'm not sure.
You know more than I do because all I know is konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Well, I love you, Japanese. I love you, Japanese listeners. You guys are fantastic because you clearly love us.
Yeah, I actually really love the Japanese language. I whenever I play video games that have roots in Japan, like most RPGs come from Japan. And so I'll always switch it over to the Japanese language when I'm hearing it. And I have to do my little subtitles. But I love it.
So to start the show, in honor of our Japanese 11, that's what I'm going to start calling him, the Japanese 11.
The Japanese 11. That sounds like a really awesome action movie.
In Japan, 23-year-old Michiko Saito was driving home in Tokyo. When she got home, her boyfriend called the police because he noticed something wrong with her car. You see, there was an 80-year-old man sticking out of her windshield.
Oh, dear Lord.
She hit the man with her car and continued driving for 4 miles.
Wow.
Saito says that she was so shocked, she didn't know what to do, so she just kept driving.
She went into shock. Yeah, she drove home. She kept driving. Oh, my gosh.
Police charged her with causing a traffic accident resulting in death and leaving the scene of an accident. No, she didn't. She brought the accident home with her.
Oh, no. It was a diorama. I brought it with me.
If convicted, she does face up to 17 years in prison or a fine up to $20,000. But I can't believe if you hit somebody, I'm like jumping out of my car. Oh, my God. Sir, are you okay? I mean, I call the police. I mean, the guy, 80-year-old, these guys are swift on their feet. He just ran in front of me.
No, I'm curious, did the 80-year-old make it?
No, because she was charged with causing a traffic accident resulting in death.
Oh, right.
That means he didn't make it.
If I actually listened to the show, I would have caught that.
It's hot in this room, man. You're up in Colorado where it's beautiful. I'm in Sacramento where it's like a soup of heat is all around me. A paper fan, Clifton. This is what I'm reduced to.
Central air.
I'll give you your central air right there. Sure.
Can you believe that the day after tomorrow is the 4th of July?
I can't even believe June is over, dude.
Yeah. Well, you know, as it's going to be known from now on, the original Brexit.
Yeah. Gosh, that joke got played out 5 seconds after Brexit happened.
Do you know what the top 5 reasons are for Great Britain people who regret their vote?
They didn't know what it meant. I don't know.
The number one reason is, I thought you were asking if we were for Beckham.
I don't get it.
David Beckham, the Brit.
Oh, my God.
You know, the whole yes and no thing is just so confusing.
Crickets.
We thought we wanted to be alone. And while we're at it, get off my lawn. We wanted to make Great Britain great again. Oh, wait, we already are.
Oh, okay.
And the last one, we thought voting to leave would mean we would stay. All right. Now, speaking of 4th of July, you know what it's all about, right?
Independence from Great Britain.
And what caused us to declare independence from them?
Taxation without representation.
Well, this month, in 1767, actually June, the British Parliament approved the Townshend Acts, which imposed import duties on glass, lead, paper, paint, and tea shipped to America. And of course, everybody was surprised by the taxes because nobody knew the British Parliament was made up of Democrats.
Yeah, that's what shocked them. Yeah.
Yeah. Also in 1776, the Virginia State Constitution is adopted and Patrick Henry is made a governor. That, of course, was back in the days when England was against a Brexit. Okay, look, I didn't say they were good jokes.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Come on, man.
Okay, I'm better.
Of course, Patrick Henry's famous for the phrase, give me liberty or give me death.
Death.
That was also the same day the British coined the phrase, no problem.
Oh, Jesus. Darn redcoats.
Now, it's a 3-day weekend, though. Isn't that cool? I mean, it's a big holiday. Man. People get Monday off.
I'm a college student on summer. I get a month-long weekend.
You know what? And on the last day before a 3-day weekend, everybody wants to leave early.
Oh, yeah.
Here's
try
what
to
you
beat
can,
that 4th of July weekend traffic.
So here's what you can tell your boss, okay? If you want to leave work early, you just go to him and say, well, boss, I finished all the things on Facebook I'd planned to do today.
Of course, I'll have to save that one for next year since we're recording this on Saturday.
Right. Okay. Boss, I promised myself that today I'd start shopping for my National Bosses Day gift.
All right, there you go.
Boss, you weren't here, but I actually got in this morning at 3 a.m. Oh, God. These are bad.
Yeah.
How much are you planning on spending for your 4th of July weekend?
Well, earplugs are like 75 cents. I might get a soda that day. It's probably like $1.50, yeah.
That means a lot of people are spending more because the average per household on 4th of July is $370. Total planned spending on the 4th of July, just for food, $6.7 billion on 4th of July food.
I was at Costco today, and there was like 4 people standing in the bread aisle. They're like, where are all the hot dog buns? And I'm just sitting there... I'm just laughing because there is a huge empty gap in the bread rack. And I'm like, gee, I wonder where the hot dog buns are.
150 million hot dogs.
Yeah.
Will be
yeah.
consumed.
You guys are, I went to Costco on a Saturday for hot dog buns. You failed a little bit.
Of course, it's not all about hot dogs, but chicken is very popular on the 4th of July. 700 million pounds of chicken are purchased this week.
Okay.
Now, do you have yourself an American flag?
I have a paper fan. It's not the same thing.
Do you know what I love? American flags, by and large, you know where they're made, right?
China.
$4.4 million of Chinese American flags are imported every single year.
That's just great. Really makes us great again.
Hey, guess where fireworks come from?
China.
$324 million worth of them.
Yeah, and the worst part is you only get like 2 party packs for that amount. Outrageous now. They're like $200 million a party pack.
Oh, my goodness. So where do you go if you want to have a really good 4th of July celebration? I mean, I don't know where you live, but let's say you live in Oklahoma and your 4th of July celebration, you know, is going to suck. So you want to get on a plane and you want to go to a truly great celebration. Where should you go?
So 2 things pop into my mind. The first one you told me about when you were probably about 19 or 20, I think you went to Georgia and got to see a laser light show on the side of a mountain.
Stone Mountain. That was fantastic. Atlanta, Georgia comes in 17th on the list of the 20 best cities. And it was incredible. One of the best 4th of July's I've ever seen in my life.
I remember when you came home, you spent a good 20 minutes just gushing over how insanely awesome it was. And so that always stuck with me. So that was my first thought.
In fact, if you've never been to Georgia, Stone Mountain, they've got this basically a side of a mountain. And the guy, the same man who carved the Mount Rushmore, by the way, did Stone Mountain. And he did an entire mural over this mountain for Confederate victory.
Oh, you know, right.
Celebrating the Confederacy. So just really a patriotic place in our country.
I'm really going to have to review my history. I didn't know that they won.
Yeah, well, you know, it was the War of Northern Aggression. It was the first war that America ever lost.
Oh, my God, Clifton, stop. Oh, God. All right, go back and edit that out. You ready? 3, 2. Anyway, the second place I would guess, moving right along, is I would love to go out just to the middle of nowhere in Nevada with like a truck full of big fireworks and just have my own spectacular extravaganza in the sky.
Not on the list. Middle of nowhere desert. Yeah, not here.
I would totally bring chicken and hot dogs with me.
Number one is actually Seattle, Washington.
Really? That's surprising.
Well, it's not just the fireworks display. They use 16 key metrics like how long the display is, hotel prices, the weather forecast, and Seattle comes in number one. What I was surprised, Washington, D.C. comes in down at number 4. I mean, they're still up there, but you would think that they would try to beat Seattle.
Well, right. But I mean, like you said, all these metrics, it's really expensive to get there. And it's
it's tough.
To move around.
San Francisco comes in 9th. New York comes in 12th. The highest price of a hotel room, this is a 3-star hotel room, so not even the fancy one, just a regular hotel, $172.
Ooh.
4 times higher than Oklahoma City with $40.
Where was that 170 room at?
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
I know that you really like talking about hotels, so I thought I would try to highlight a little more of that subject for you.
Thank you. out in Las Vegas, they have the highest average price for a party ticket at $124, 8 times higher than Atlanta with a party ticket price of $15.
That's what's up. Yeah, Atlanta.
St. Petersburg, Florida. This is not Russia. They're not holding a 4th of July celebration this year. The longest fireworks show at 60 minutes, which is 4 times as high as Atlanta with a 15-minute show. That's just sad.
You know what I really liked about living in Utah was they had a second fireworks holiday.
Yeah.
What was it called?
The Stadium of Fire.
No, I'm saying there was a second.
Oh, you're talking about Days of 47, Pioneer Day.
Pioneer Day, that's the one.
The 24th. Yeah. that's a state holiday.
Yeah, that's what I like living in Utah. One thing I liked about living in Utah is that you got 4th of July and then you got a second 4th of July.
The 24th of July, just 20 days later.
No, it was the second 4th of July. There's a 2 and a 4. It's the second 4th of July.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the English Express Radio Podcast.
We've secretly been listening to other podcasts. Congratulations to the radio show that won't put you to sleep. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home and even your community. To that ember, all those branches hanging over your roof might as well be giant matchsticks ready to spark. The pile of dry leaves and twigs clogging your gutters are the perfect kindling to start a fire. And all those debris piles and brush around your yard, which you haven't taken care of yet, are pure lighter fluid, ready to ignite. There are some fire hazards that aren't clearly marked, and they can impact you and your neighbors. Learn to spot them, because your home is better protected from wildfire damage when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Cliff.
Yeah?
Do you have a hole in your shoe?
Let me check. No?
Then how'd you get your foot into it?
You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
Welcome back to the English Express Radio Podcast. Check us out online, theenglishexpress.com. You can, of course, find us in the iTunes Store. Can't even talk. Just search the English Express Radio Podcast. You'll find us. Go ahead, subscribe, and tell your friends. We got, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, we are doing better than ever. We are spreading like wildfire. We have 500.
Oh, too soon.
Come on, man. We don't have any wildfires where I'm from. I didn't even think about that. That was funny unintentionally. Anyway, we are spreading like wildfire. And we've gained 500 listeners just in the last month. 2 days from now is, of course, the 4th of July. And would you consider yourself a patriotic person?
Man, I think I got the stick up too far to be a patriot, unfortunately.
The hell do you mean you got the stick up too far? You don't like the country you live in?
I do like the country I live in, but I just don't, how do I phrase it? I don't get exuberant about our independence from Britain. I don't know. I don't get excited or celebratory about it. So I guess that makes me not a patriot.
I'm pretty sure that patriotism is about love for your country today, whether or not you want to celebrate our independence. If you love the country for what it is and for what it can be and for what it has been, I would assume that would make you a patriot.
That means I gotta accept Tennessee.
I'm with you on that one. Forget about them.
49 stars it is.
although on this list I've got the top 20 most patriotic states. California nowhere near the list.
Unless someone in Tennessee is listening to us right now, and then you guys can stay.
Well, that's okay, because Tennessee is nowhere near the list either.
Okay, we're back to screw Tennessee. All right.
But you know who's number four? Colorado.
Oh, well, you got all smug there. I should have anticipated that. And where does Utah stand? Utah's got to be up there.
Utah, surprisingly, is not on the top 20 list.
Really? Now, that's really shocking, because, I mean, like, I don't want to sound like a racist or anything, but every Mormon family that I met had at least somebody in the family who served in the military.
Well, you know, Alaska, per 1,000 residents, 100 of them are veterans. So Alaska tops that list. That's twice as high as New York State, which has the lowest of 45 residents per 1,000 join the military.
You know what I hate about my childhood?
Everything?
No, I had a lot of good things. Mom listens to this show. Shh. I hate that whenever I hear New York State, the very next thing in my head is New York City, New York State, 10108. That's the address to write Scruff McGruff.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a radio station. I don't
take
remember.
Take a bite out of crime.
I can't believe you remember that. Well, Virginia tops the list. They're number one, followed by Alaska, South Carolina, Colorado, of course, Georgia, number fifth,
Now, how do they gauge the patriotism?
Well, remember the War of Northern Aggression. You know, they are very patriotic. They were defending the United States against the evil invaders. I can't help it, man.
I don't want to get boycotts this early in our career.
Montana's number 7th. Washington State on the list. Wyoming, New Mexico, and South Dakota round out the list. Republican states, not surprisingly at all, are more patriotic, with an average ranking of 22.5, compared with blue states at 28.3. The lower you are, the better. Georgia has the highest percentage of residents who enlisted in the military, so they didn't have any prior service.
Homegrown soldiers kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. Homegrown soldiers. Georgia has that distinction. Minnesota has the highest percentage of residents who voted in the last presidential election.
Huh.
Utah has the highest volunteer rate, three times higher than Louisiana, with the lowest. Yeah, people in Louisiana, they just do not care.
Yeah, and people in Utah, they care about you way too much.
So now I'm going to test your patriotism.
Oh, no.
Since you're only a semi-patriot, we need to see how patriotic you really are. I'm going to read.
You never answered my question. Is this how they figure out how patriotic you are? They just stop everyone and give them a quiz? How do they figure out?
It's the same thing. Like the last one. They have like all these different metrics. No, they got all these different metrics that they factor into it. It's not very interesting, but you know, they put it all together and run the numbers. Mathematicians have nothing better to do with their time than to like, okay, guys, let's figure out some metrics and let's work for the next 6 months to find out who's the most patriotic city.
They get together and have their wild math parties. They break out the orange juice and get really crazy.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read you a lyric and you have to tell me the patriotic song that it belongs to. I'm going to be very careful. I'm going to be very careful not to do the tune. So not to give it away. Okay?
Just picture Ben Stein from the Clear Eyes commercials. Bueller, just read it in
his voice. Bueller.
Yeah.
From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam.
Oceans white with foam. Dun, 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 dun. Am I anywhere close?
No.
No, I'm proud to be an American.
God bless America. Where's my buzzer? I didn't bring my tablet with me. I don't have my buzzer.
I didn't bring the buzzer with me either.
It's wrong. It is God bless America. You know, from the mountains to the prairies.
Oh, was this the one that was the Coca-Cola commercial?
God bless America. Yeah.
Okay. They made that into the mini-languaged Coke commercials for the
Super
Bowl.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Okay. I never heard that song as a kid.
From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters.
This land's been sold for you by me. Well, I was walking. I needed some money. I found some short guys. They kind of talked funny. The sign above me said cash and carry.
I'm right? gonna give you a ding on that one because close enough. You got the right song, but right, it's the cool parody version. Okay. Every heart beats true neath the red, white, and blue.
Oh, I know this one. Hold on. It's a country song, right?
You're a grand old flag.
Oh, dang it. Every heart be true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. Yeah, okay. Although that's a lie.
Count off.
Never a boast or brag, America.
Count off the cadence, loud and strong. 2, 3.
I don't know this song.
The army goes rolling along. I don't know this song either. I would get that one wrong.
Wow, there was a lot of rhyming in there, though. That was cool. Listen back to that. We did a good job.
Okay. And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
And crown thy good brotherhood. Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the song?
What song is this I'm singing?
Come on.
Oh my God. Why can't I think of our, it's our national anthem, isn't it?
It's America the Beautiful.
damn it, what is wrong with me?
They play it before the national anthem all the time.
Okay.
All right. Gave proof through the night that our flag was all still right. there.
That's too anachron in heaven. Yeah, I know that one.
Come on.
It is, right?
That's the tune, but what's the song that those
That's
lyrics
Star-Spangled
are from?
Banner.
Which is?
America's national anthem.
Thank you.
Okay. I got the name. I thought I did good there.
Land where my father died. Land of the Pilgrim's,
Land of the Pilgrim's Pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring.
It's not the name of the song, though.
God bless America.
It's just called America.
Ah, yeah. See, that was in there.
I'll give you a point because you know what song it was.
I'll take a partial ding.
And the last one, we live in fame or go down in flame.
I'm sorry. I almost made an Asian joke. It was going to be bad. I know
we have 11 Japanese listeners, Brandon. This is not nice of you.
I didn't want to talk about partial dings. I'm sorry.
Come on. Okay. We live in fame or go down in flames.
I have no idea.
It's the U.S. Air Force song.
Oh, okay. I can't remember.
So in the end, out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions, you got 3.
Told you.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stick is way far up there.
Okay, so to finish up, when's the last concert that you've been to?
That would be Kelly Clarkson in Utah at a 4th of July celebration.
Have you ever heard of Ticketmaster?
Yeah, once or twice. They
have you ever bought anything from them?
No.
Thank goodness, because people hate Ticketmaster.
Why?
It turns out that they had outrageous fees. I remember the last time I bought something from Ticketmaster was a Britney Spears concert in like 2000.
Wow.
So they've settled a class action lawsuit. And if you've used Ticketmaster between 1999 and 2013... good news is you get 17 free concerts.
Okay.
Bad news, it's probably a band you hate or you've never heard of. And one that's playing in a distant city.
Oh, that's lovely. Thanks so much.
So they gave them vouchers, okay, to these concerts with acts like the Bare Naked Ladies.
I love the Bare Naked Ladies.
I know, I would go to that. Yeah,
1 week since you looked at me.
Yeah, I thought about playing the music, but I didn't have it, so I just leave it to you, buddy. To sing it, okay? But the problem is your ticket to the Bare Naked Ladies is in, like, Oklahoma.
Oh, bomb.
Okay, so they left out A-list acts in most areas, left out better venues in some cities, and 31 states are not even included. So to those who are disappointed in their free concert, they give you a huge $2.25 discount on any ticket.
Dang, that makes your ticket only like $58.75, dude. You're rolling in the dough.
Yeah, so fans have taken to social media to mock the scheme. One fan tweeted, "Good news is we all have free Ticketmaster vouchers. Bad news is they're only valid for concerts you wouldn't even go to for free."
Ouch. Really, Ticketmaster, just send out cash. You made enough of it.
All right, guys, that's our show for the week. Thanks for joining us, all 1,500 of you. Let's try to break 2,000 this month, Lee.
Or by tomorrow. Tell all your friends.
TheEnglishExpress.com. Hey, we log every download, whether you download from iTunes, from our RSS feed, or directly from the website. We get all the numbers. Tell your friends, go to the website. And thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week here on the English Express Radio Podcast.
How do you spell mousetrap? C-A-T. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
We're your pets, and this song's dedicated to those...